Well, that's what I would call, you know, part of the fireplace.
Did you ever call it another name?
No, I didn't, because I never did know of any other name.
You ever hear it called a hearth? A hearth?
Let me see. I can call a name. They have called it, you know, that name, the older people. But I...
What was that name?
I can't see it.
Well, tell me about, like, did it get stuff up in your chimney when you built fires?
Smut. They call it smut, but some call it soot. Mm-hmm. And then down in the bottom of the fireplace from that wood would be ashes. And you would have to carry those ashes out.
Well, what did you sit around the fireplace on the floor?
Well, you would have chairs, you know, like that.
What other furniture would you have?
Well, you know, sometime in that room they would have, I've known time they'd have bed, probably one bed or two beds in that fire room, because, you know, then the fire room would be, the room would be long, large, I mean, like that. And they would have probably tables, and I've known time they'd have trunks, large trunks, you know, sitting about in the room, maybe one or something like that. Straight chairs, rocking chairs, you know, furniture like that they would have in there. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have a piece of furniture like this thing right here?
Not then, they didn't.
What do you call something like this?
What's called a sofa.
Now, this one seats about three people and has arms on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's padded on the back and everything. But would you have, if it wasn't like that, do you know any other pieces sort of like that?
Well, they would call it, I think at that time, if you found people with it, they would call it on, no, I won't say that.
What's that? Go ahead. Say whatever you want to.
Because sometimes I remember the backs would be what they call the straw backs, you know, would be, it wouldn't be padded like that.
So what would it be, woven, you mean?
That's right.
And did you have a place, maybe, over the fireplace to put things?
A shelf. They call it the mantelpiece.
And what about in your bedroom? If you had a separate room just for sleeping, you know, what would you have in there in the way of furniture?
Well, you would have you'd have your bed and probably a table and maybe a couple of chairs, you know, in there.
Would you have anything to put your clothes in?
Well, no, usually they would have, you would hang them on the wall. Very seldom you would find in your bedroom with a closet like, you know, they have now.
Now, would that be built in, you mean?
Uh-huh, that's right. Very seldom you would find that.
Well, what do you call those things that like closets, but they aren't built in, you know, they're pieces of furniture?
They call, some call them wardrobes and some call them shift rooms.
Mm-hmm. Which would you think is the old word for?
A wardrobe.
And what about, we talked about the other day, about window shades. Would you ever have any other cloth or paper on the windows or anything like that?
At that particular time, long years ago, they wouldn't have any cloth material curtains at the windows. They would have just... If they had anything, it would just be the regular window shades.
The ones on rollers?
Uh-huh. That's right. They were on rollers. You could roll them up.
And what about overhead? You know, what was it overhead?
Well, in some houses, you would find the overhead in some houses. In some houses, you wouldn't find it, you know, with the ceiling overhead.
Well, if you had a ceiling, what would be over that?
There wouldn't be anything over the ceiling because it would be something like that. That's what they call the ceiling. But if they didn't have that, it wouldn't be sealed. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about, did you ever have a storage place up there above the ceiling?
You mean an attic? No, they didn't have that in those days.
And if you had an attic, what would it be under?